Well, hi, Sandra.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm really busy. What can I do for you? You're looking for money.
Oh, I was. Yeah, right? we're having trouble with the payment. How did you know? You read my mind.
Well, Rick mentions it to me. Yeah, he took back over that stuff. So,
oh, I see.
Yeah, whatever he says goes. We have someone who's trying to buy us out right now.
Oh,
so we're really in flux. So we're probably going to have to, I don't know, suspend or do whatever. But I can't say that without Rick, you know, saying, yes, he agrees with me.
Okay, so I just need to give you guys some options then, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So the September 8th payment for $129 is past due. But the good news is if you want to pause the account or even cancel the account after you talk to Rick, you're only past due for the $129 because come October 8th, that would reoccur to $258. That will continue to do so until this settles, you know, and I definitely don't want that to happen to you either, you know. So.
Okay. Yeah, let me find out what he wants to do. I think I need to get more involved in it. He's not wanting me to. You know, it's just this crazy going on. Now, is there a way to get together with you or someone from your company to talk about what options are and, I mean, what else you guys can do for us? Because it doesn't sound like everything's good at all with regard to our account. And I don't mean money.
Yeah. Wise. No, I know what you mean. Results-wise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
so
in the website and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I can share everything with you when you have time because you are, I mean, you've been found already on the first page of Google 453 times and you have 70 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think you're probably getting some solid work out of this and maybe you're just not aware, but there are a couple of add-on programs too. If you're wanting to kind of grow the business and explode it and, you know, kind of get things even growing further, there's a couple of things that you could add on that would get you even better results. You know what I mean?
Right, right. So is there someone I could meet with? I mean, if that's what we decide we want to do.
Yep. Yeah, I can call you back and give you some options there. That's no problem.
Okay, because I'd like to be able to sit down with somebody with the website and show me, you know, where this progress has been leading. You know, is it recent? Because all of a sudden we're having a problem with people not being able to get a hold of us. So
right. Here's the thing. We're in Southern California and we service United States and Canada. So we don't have a representative in Eureka that could physically go out there and meet with you. I can show you everything on the dashboard because if I filter out these results just over the last 30 days, it's showing, that you were found. Hold on. Let me just do 30 days. On the first page of Google 44 times with 9 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So I think that you are getting some solid activity. There's a couple of things.
Is that within the last month? Did you say that?
Within the last month. Yep. I just filtered it out to show the last 30 days. And you have to consider one thing too, is the account's been in suspension since September 8th. So that's also affecting your placement just slightly because there's not any active programming being done during the suspension. So,
Okay.
But let me look at one more thing I want to see here. You guys have a really impeccable 5-star rating on your Google listing, but there's nothing fresh posted since December of 2022, and sometimes that would affect your results too, meaning that if there's companies up there next to you that have some fresh stuff being said about them and you have an old review from December, sometimes that will affect conversion. So I'll send you a review generator email, and it will help you get some more fresh 5-star ratings here and there. I know that that always will help you tremendously, too. You know what I mean?
Could you send that to Rick as well?
Yes, absolutely. So let me check the email that I have on file, because I just sent it. So it'll automatically go to that one, and then if I have to manually send it to the other, I will. So I have WilliamsRicky071@gmail, so I assume that's him, right?
Perfect, yes.
Okay, and then what's your email?
I'll have to give you my personal one, and it is, I'll tell you what it is and then I'll spell it, Phyllis Birdie, PhyllessBirdie. gmail.com. It's my dog who's gone nickname.
Oh. what kind of dog was that? How cute.
He, believe it or not, it's a he. His name is Phil. And he's gone, so he's left in my life. And he's an American.
Oh. Wow. Is it kind of, is it like an Akita kind of? Or no?
You know what? It's very similar to Samoyed.
Okay. You know, okay, I know what that is. Yep.
But he was only 20 pounds. It's like a small version of Samoyed.
Oh, how cute.
Just a white fluff ball. Oh, he was amazing. Aww. I love that boy.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how dogs just become part of the family? And I currently have 3 dogs, and it's so sad how short their lives are. You know, if they live to be, you know, 12 or 14, it's just like, I just cringe to think about it. You know, it's so sad.
Oh, and I've always had big, big dogs. My last 2 that we've raised with this little one I have now, they were 120 and 100 pounds. And they only lived
really?
To be 8 and 9. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's really sad.
Esophageal problems. I don't know what was wrong with the esophagus, but they had esophageal problems. But, you know, I was fine. You know, I did everything I could to treat it. They were amazing.
So,
but, yeah, that's not very long.
Let me just see here, because I sent this to you and it bounced back, so I want to make sure, because you spelled it, and I want to make sure I did it right. I put P-H-Y-L-E-S-S.
No. There's no Y.
Oh.
P-H-I-L.
Oh, I-L. Okay. I put Y-L.
Phil.
Okay. That's where it was.
Phil.
Oh,
yeah.
Phil. Okay. I don't know. Okay. It's Friday and I'm getting my wires crossed.
Yeah.
I was, because I even put P-H-Y-L-I-S and I was so happy when you spelled it with the L-E-S-S. So I thought I had it, but now now I have it. Okay.
Oh, it's hilarious. I get emails all the time to Phyllis.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Name is Birdie.
And you're like,
what kind of dog do you have?
I have a Shar Pei mix, and he's 92 pounds. And then I have a Boxer mix, and she's about 74 pounds. And then I have a little 10-pound Havanese. So
I don't know what a Havanese is.
Yeah,
I have
a lot of
Australian Silky.
Australian,
you know,
Silky?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm going to look it up. Australian Silky.
They look a lot like Yorkies.
Let's see. I want to look at Australian Silky dog breed.
You're amazed how much they look like Yorkies.
Yorkies are cute.
Oh, she is just the best little dog. I mean, I never in a million years thought I'd have a little dog. And she is just the best.
Yeah. You know, little dogs are fun because I always have had the big dogs too, and now I have the little one. And they're fun because, you know, she's the smallest of the pack, but she's also like the alpha dog. She kind of, you know, can keep you bigger too in line, you know.
Yeah.
And she's got the best ears. I mean, she has a very annoying, like, high-pitched bark because she's a little dog. But if someone's prowling around the house or something, she's going to be the one to hear it first, which I definitely appreciate, you know. I'm like, that's amazing that she can do that. So.
Oh, you know, and mine, she'll alert. Oh, without a doubt, she will alert. She's not much of a barker, thank goodness. I didn't want that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's high stress sometimes when they bark like that. It's like, no, don't do that.
Oh, my gosh, really? And you won't shut up?
Yeah. I know. It's something. So she'll be quiet if I tell her to. But, yeah. But, okay. So, yeah, talk to him. Talk to Rick. And then I'll send you this learn how to get more reviews. And you can start working on that. And then once we get the payment up to speed, because I can't get you on the dashboard right now. It's just going to say the account's in suspension. It won't show you much. But I'll send you the login credentials in a second email, where once we do get the payment up to speed, you can go on the dashboard and you can see all these results in real time, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yep, and I'll manually send that too to the Phyllis email so that you get that. So you'll have the login in a separate email as well. Okay. All right.
Because it'd be nice to be able to have Rick with me while I'm talking to you. So maybe we can set up, an appointment.
Of course. Yeah, you want to make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck. You know what I mean? So absolutely,
yeah, and
it'd be nice.
It's really hard. You know, we don't have an office, you know, and so it's really hard to meet somewhere and be on the computer together.
I understand. Yeah, but it's really easy to see everything on the dashboard, so I'm more than happy to show you all of that. So just kind of get together with Rick, and then my extension is on the bottom of that email. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way, if you have a time, you know, that Rick wants to square away the payment or a time for us to talk, you could always call me back, and we'll get it set up for you, okay?
Great.
All right. And have a really nice weekend coming up too, Sandra.
Thank you. And I go by Sam.
Oh, you go by Sam. Okay, I'll put that in the notes then. Thank you for letting me know.
My initials.
That.
Yes.
Sam.
Okay,
that's cute. I love
so
it.
Much.
Okay.
I really do.
I enjoy talking to you.
You
will. Thank you. Okay, take care, Sam.
You too. Bye-bye.